Gil, how did you first get interested in camels?
Well, I work with physically handicapped people. I volunteered for 10 years in a program called Dragon Slayers up in Santa Cruz area. And they use exotic animals for therapy. And the director got a camel one day and we just fell in love.
Now, fell in love with a camel. A lot of people would think that was kind of an odd phrase because of all the misconceptions.
Well, exactly. They're misconceptions. They have such a bad rap. They're sweet. They're benevolent. They're very, very intelligent animals. My first camel, I just remember looking in her eyes and going, wow, this is a beautiful, beautiful beast. And they don't spit like people would think. If you treat them badly, they're going to learn how to spit and you deserve it. But otherwise, they're really, really nice to work with.
But that's not to say the camels were complete angels all the time.
If they get bored, and I had a camel like that, that got bored, and if somebody came by, you'd go, oh, I think I'm going to spit, and it's going to be a happy day. So when you go to a zoo and that happens, you know, it's usually they're treated pretty good, but they learn and they just remember.
When did you first start the Oasis?
I started the Oasis Camel Dairy about 4 years after that job. I actually went out and bought four little baby camels with my wife, Nancy, and we started the Oasis Camel Dairy. We found out that camel milk is very, very rich and just wonderful. It has insulin in it, closest milk to human mother's milk, and people overseas drink it all the time.
Take me back to those first days of having the Oasis with four baby camels. What happened for you?
Well, first we realized that we shouldn't have bought four little baby camels. We should have gotten adult camels because it takes them a long time to mature. And they're just, they're little babies, you know, for the longest time. It takes them 6 years to mature and then 13 months to have their first baby. But we loved it. It was really so much fun working with them. And starting from having no camels to going up to four little baby camels, it's a full-time job.
Now, what do they do when they're babies?
Babies, they just jump around a lot. And sometimes they're nervous about little things, and they're always, their minds are all over the place. It's kind of like people. You know, when you're mature, people can have a conversation with you. And with baby camels, there's just a lot of just letting them be baby camels, you know, for the first 4 or 5 years until they mature.
Fast forward to today, how many do you have on the Oasis?
I have 21 camels altogether. And we have three babies on the ground right now and three mothers that we're milking. And the neat thing is that the baby has to be there with the mother to help in the milk production. The baby has to ask for the milk, and then the mother gives the milk, and then we share in the production. So our mothers raise their babies out in the pastures.
Give me a quick lesson on camel milking. Would you? Baby has to be with the mother. What else has to happen for you to get milk?
Well, the baby has to be with the mother. The baby has to ask for the milk. The mom kind of turns around and smells it, makes sure that's her baby. And then she excretes oxytocin. It's a hormone that causes muscles to contract in the body. And then it pushes the milk from the udder into the four teats. And when that happens, you only have 90 seconds to milk a camel, and that's all.
How much milk are you going to get in 90 seconds?
Well, in the beginning, we didn't get a lot. First time we milked a camel, we're so excited about it. We're looking at all the babies and talking. Maybe we got like half a liter. But now each person can get about 2 liters because you have two people milking at the same time. You can get about 4 liters per milking.
With what you have today with the Oasis, what's an average day in your life and Nancy's life as camel ranchers?
You know, we get up early in the morning. You know, we start with milking the camels. We have employees that help us at the ranch, wonderful people that work with us. And then after that is taking care of the camels, cleaning pens. And for us, it's a lot of ordering hay, ordering grain, picking up supplies. There's a lot that goes into it. We also have other things that we do. Like we have, Nancy has a beautiful bird show that goes out to different fairs. And I used to have a crystal cutting, you know, business, gem cutting business. So everything that we did actually helped us get the camel dairy going.
Let's talk a little bit about these five camels that you have here today. Who do you have?
Today I have Sheba and her little baby Luna that's 3 months old. And I have Goldie who's pregnant. She's about 20 years old, wonderful camel. And then I have two boys, a little rambunctious, and Jamal and Samson is the other one.
And how do they communicate with you? Tell me a little about their personalities.
They talk a lot, but they grunt when they want something. They're very, very sensitive, very, very quiet about what they want. So it's rare that you hear one roar, like a lion. You can hear him roar and talk loudly.
But when a camel does roar, it goes something like this.
But if they're talking to us or to other camels, they'll just make like little grunts. Even if I have some grain and they want to get to that grain, they will just start grunting, like, I want my grain.